everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Talia.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about baiting your mate.
Bait your mate.
If you're not doing so already, please follow us on social media at YDFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcast platform.
Including Alexa and Spotify, along with iHeartRadio. And if you don't know, we're also on YouTube. And by the way, we are trying to grow our following, so make sure that you head on to YouTube, subscribe, listen, share with three friends, comment, because we get a lot of comments and not everything is super positive, but we love constructive criticism, so we welcome all the messages.
The guys stay talking that crap
over. Yeah, and it's okay.
They do. And we love it, and we love it. Boost that algorithm, guys. Yeah. If you are in one of the 28 countries listening around the world, we want to thank you so much. We love getting those reports of you guys. But yeah, head on over to YouTube, subscribe, and comment. Wow. Okay, so let's get into it. Bait your mate. It's a thing.
I know. It really is. It's like a big thing. And actually, people are making whole-ass careers out of it where they're baiting their mate. They're actually paying a girl that, you know, is
going to slide in the DMs.
Going after NBA players, NFL players. Man. They're going after, like, all these, like, high-profile, low-profile, all profiles. Yes. And they're just going for it.
You know what's kind of cool, though, I can say about this particular, because we're going to talk about Bait Your Mate, like, there was, like, a show about it, too, before. But in particular, this whole, like, sliding in the DM thing and seeing if he reciprocates, I'm actually for it. It's a bit toxic, and I'm not usually one to lean into toxicity, but what I like about it is the women banding together. I think there's this sense now of, like, hey, like there's a trend on TikTok, for example, where people be like, hey, if your boyfriend is in Houston, Texas, and was at like Sliders Pool Bar on Tuesday with his bachelor friends named John and Rick, he's cheating on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
don't marry him.
Yeah, like he's cheating
on
you.
And somebody, if you know him,
and they're like, TikTok, do your thing. And the next thing you know, everyone's like, found him. And then they're like tagging the wife.
Tough.
And it's like, I think we're coming into a time, is what I'm trying to say, where there's the women that want to know, that are like actively paying someone to bait their mate. And then there's like the women that, whether ready or not, like,
here I come.
The women are going to tell you
so
who your husband
here's,
is.
So here's my take on that. Like, so it feels as if it's the easiest time to cheat. However, on the flip side, it seems as if it's the hardest time to get caught. Like, it's easy to get caught too, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
So yes, you can cheat very easily. But yes, it's going to be very easy to contact you, communicate with you, and say, he's been cheating on you with this girl.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how to explain it, but
the
there is like this whole correlation with it all.
It is rough.
Even for
guys that don't have social media, they are getting caught up on, they're going viral on whole platforms, and these guys don't even have social media. And I'm kind of here for it. You know, people like to say, oh, I'm commenting to stay on messy talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really funny. But let's talk about baiting your mate. There was a show that we talked about that was like, I can't remember if it was the 90s or the 2000s, but there was this whole show, not like Cheater. It was like Cheaters, but
I used to, by the way, oh my gosh, I was like obsessed with,
with Cheaters.
On the next episode of Cheaters.
Oh my God.
And then all of a sudden it was a cousin. Always a cousin.
Oh my God, cousin.
Or the neighbor. Oh. Like the neighbor. It was always something.
Somebody close to the whole
thing. I'm telling you, man.
But there was a show similar, and it was actually called Bait Your Mate, and it was about this, I think it was a woman that had a whole service, and I don't know what part of the country.
It's called a private investigator.
It was an agency, and the wife would go in person, because obviously Zoom wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
She'd go in person, and then at the agency, they had a whole album, big old albums. And it was like, these are all like the redheads, and these are the brunettes, and these are the blondes. It's almost like hiring a stripper.
Okay.
And they'd go and be like, this is definitely his type. She's like bigger chested, small waist, long hair, whatever it was. And the wife would go, this one right here, this one's like, oh my God, this is
the
kryptonite.
One.
So then they'd get that girl, the wife would pay $200-$300, whatever it was. And then the wife has to list his hobbies, like he goes to the gym at 4 in the morning, he does this, that, whatever. Guess what? They'd stake him out, they plant that girl that the wife picked to work out. She's on hidden camera situation, mics, everything. Gets the guy to be like, oh my God, I love your muscles, your triceps, whatever, blah, 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 whatever,
triceps,
whatever.
Biceps.
And then sometimes it would take 2 days, 3 days. And then eventually the girl would be like, hey, so why don't we like get out of here? You know, I just broke up with my boyfriend. And it was always leading them to the motel where dun, 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 the wife would be waiting.
Oh, hell no.
So the husband would get up there. And you know what I loved about that show besides the drama? It was undeniable. It wasn't like, babe, it's not what it looks like. No, he went all the way to the motel, drove himself there, and walked in the room thinking
that it was
going to be the wife.
I don't know. Like, I almost feel like that's...
entrapment?
Yeah, it feels that way. I know that in the past, I know this is kind of going on a tangent, but within what we're saying, I know that sometimes people have, like, these crazy ironclad prenups that... If he cheats, then all of a sudden that goes out the window. And then I've heard of women like literally setting him up because she's out doing her thing and she's tired of him. And the only way to get that freaking prenup out, like to get it out the window, is to do that kind of thing. And so I think that there's a possibility, like nothing shocks
like a fine
me.
Line.
Like nothing shocks me these days. So if someone did that, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I can't believe he would do that. You know, yeah. I mean, I would be like, well, I mean, unfortunately he took the bait.
He took the bait.
But I do think it's kind of messed up. I know that there's even like Ryan's Roses that we talked about.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes they'll do it on, it's very rare that they do it on the wives, I think, because it's really hard for... because it's really weird to get to do it the opposite way, I guess. Because Ryan's Roses, usually they'll send
the demographic is so
it's just a little
female.
Bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, for me, every time you know I would listen to Ryan's Roses, I'm like, oh, is he having an affair? And then all of a sudden, well, it's for my secretary that is going through some hard times, and it's like, I love you, Susie Q.
With the hearts,
yeah, with the little hearts, you know.
Last weekend was awesome.
You're the best. Yeah, I don't even want to, like, get too explicit because I was going to go there. And I'm like, PG-13, okay?
Yeah.
But I do think that it's kind of messed up that you're setting your partner up. If you're doing that, like, it's one thing if you... okay, because there's that... oh my gosh, I always blank out her name. Felix lady. The Mexican lady. Maria Felix.
Okay.
Maria Felix is an old... She already died. But she's like kind of in the Marilyn Monroe era. And she would always say, if you want to find out about what a man's doing, you go and look for it. Because if you look for it,
you're
going to find him.
You're always going
to
find it.
And
yeah.
So she says, if you do that, then you better be ready to leave. Because...
yeah.
Otherwise, don't go looking. So my point to that is that if you're going to set him up with a blonde, with a brunette, with a redhead, with whatever,
like
and
exactly
he's more than
time.
Likely going to take the bait, like, why would you do that? Why even expose him in that regard? Like, that's so shady.
I think in that case, like, they're both wrong.
I think it's kind of shady, honestly.
Like, I don't think he gets a pass, but I think it's like they're
I
both
mean,
wrong.
I wonder, but look, so I'm going to flip it, right? So I wonder... if he did that to her, if she, you know, like, just think about it. Because we as women, we love, like, the compliments and the flowers and the this and that. Like, that's our love language usually, right?
But if we're, listen, we've both been married women. I think at the end of the day, you know, as a married woman, the offers that you get, and most of the time, they're beyond the caliber of your own husband. Like, beyond the caliber, for whatever reason. And then still didn't go and take the ride or go to the motel or jump in the back
seat. I mean, I will say a lot of women may not take the bait, but we have to understand that that we as women, we're more emotional. So
yeah.
We are going to, okay, we're lacking this within our partner, and this man's listening to us and he's petting your hair as you're upset. And men, it's just physical. It's just like,
yeah.
Get it in, get it out, and be done. It has nothing to do with whether or not he fell in love with her. She's setting him up, and it's a whole thing. And I've been seeing it a lot more on, like, these social media platforms where these women are actually making money. There's this girl.
Yes.
There's this girl. It's so funny. Like, she wears, like, she has braces, and she's sucking on this lollipop. She's on TikTok. She's like,
is that
and, like,
Mexican
yes,
girl, or Latin girl?
Yes. And she says, oh, yeah. Did you get my picture? And he's like, huh? And she goes, yeah. Did you like my earrings? And then he's like, because she sends pictures of, like, girls with nipple rings. And
oh,
she's
man.
Acting like it's hers. And then he goes, oh, and he gets a little bit like, oh, my gosh. And she's like, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. So she's like, oh, thank God I didn't send you the one down there. And 9 times out of 10,
they
guess
say,
what? The guys
it.
Are like, well, send it. Send it. Like, send it. They never say a return to sender.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
Send it. And
yeah.
So guess what? the wife is on the other line. Like, is that right? And she's like, well, I thought you had a girlfriend. And he's like, oh, no, we ain't got no girlfriend here.
Oh, dang. They get real single real quick.
Yes.
I think that situation, as funny as it is, like, it's different. I think it'd be really tough for a wife. Like, I feel like that's a trap for the wife to put herself in, because there's no proof of anything other than he took your bait there. And he could argue all day long, like, hello, a woman's sending me news. Like, I'm a man. I'm going to say yes.
Like, I know. But
he walks into the hotel room and you're sitting on the bed going, he better not walk in here. That dude is ready for action. Like, that is so undeniable. Where even the DMs that we've seen, you know, the DM ones where they go in and then they're like, what's up? Well, I'm going to be in Dallas, you know, on this, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's rough. But even then you go, but did he go to Dallas? Like, I think as women, we're so just on some other stuff that we have to, like, see it to believe it.
I know, but that's like, it's different though. You're setting him up. Like, I think that's kind of shady. Like, I do think it's shady.
I agree.
I think it's a bit shady.
Yeah.
I get it. If you're insecure about, the only real reason why you would do that is because you're insecure in your relationship.
Yes.
That's the only, because
and that's the whole answer, by the way.
It's just because he's insecure. There is something he has done in the past.
Yes.
And we were saying this over lunch. Women don't leave after the first time they cheat.
Yeah.
Second time they cheat. Third time it's kind of shady. Like,
we say it's a compound interest.
With no ROI. No return on interest.
No return on
interest. It's just like, it's been compounding. Like, you're like, okay, he did this and he did that. And that was shady. And this was shady. And that was shady. And I think ultimately, if you do set your mate, if you set him up, I think it's because you don't you technically don't want to be there. And that's the only reason why you would do that. I mean, say, for instance,
if you have to do that, you're already in trouble.
Well, because you don't trust him, right?
Yeah.
And so, for instance, like the NBA players, the NFL players, all those players, right?
Players.
A player, player. Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is, if you're going to do that, then you better be ready to leave, because I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, the man is going to take the bait. And why are you going to do that and then still stay with him and make his freaking your life and his life miserable? That's not a way to live. Like,
it's not.
If you pray and you ask God, show me, I mean, I promise you, you'll get
here.
The phone call, that broken phone that never worked will all of a sudden turn on grace of God. Someone has this epiphany, like, God gave me discernment to tell you what a trifling ass man you got.
Yep.
And instead of you setting him up to say, like, let me see if he takes it, dude, he's going to take it. It's like putting putting a cheese trap out and expecting the freaking mouse not to grab it. Like,
I almost see it like you have this like beautiful stained glass window and you are going to take a hammer to it to see
if it breaks.
Because at the end of the day, you got to look at your relationship like that. There's beautiful prisms and colors and dimensions. And at the end of the day, though, if you're going to take a hammer to it, you are going to break it. Like, it's going to break. You're going to see something about it. You'll never be able to glue that shit back together. Like, at the end of the day, it'll never be the same.
And when we as women find ourselves under, like, where maybe we're accusing someone of doing something, sometimes intuitively we already know.
You already have the answer.
And sometimes you don't even need to set them up. Like, you already know, you feel it. First of all, if they grab you differently, if they talk to you differently, if they have sex with you differently, if they look at you differently, like, we just know. We understand the flow, the talk, the conversation. You know when someone's extremely engaged in what you're saying versus when someone's completely disconnected and they can care less about what you just said because they're not in tuned. And so a lot of the times, I think that women are looking for their cop-out to be like, well, you know what? He was cheating on me. It's like, well, technically he wasn't.
He wasn't, right.
But technically he would have.
Yeah.
And if you don't trust him,
bad day,
that
bad
he
day,
was
going
to accidentally go to the hotel and accidentally put maybe a condom on and slip in some, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Slip into some girls, you know what? And so I think that that's the hard part about it, you know?
She, I met her through business, but anyway, she was actually a psychic. And so she did this for a living. And one of the things said was that when women come, because most of
them
women
want to know about
that. She said at the end of the day, the questions they ask, they already know the answers.
They already know.
Deep down inside, they already know
the
answers.
Pero señora, por favor, dígame.
Oh.
Is he cheating on me? Like, I see it's a blonde girl. It's like, I knew it.
The ball. It's like, all signs point to yes.
Yes. It's the blonde girl. I see her. Gosh. She walked in the door. I promise you. But I always think, though, with the psychics and the mediums and the cards and it's like we're just talking about this. We want to know the trailer of our life. And
this would actually be a good episode too, to just
like literally just dive into that part of it. Yeah. You know, I feel in my opinion that if you're with someone that's amazing, first of all, you're single. You're praying that God sends you miraculously this amazing man and this miraculously this amazing woman. Then God sends you the amazing man. And then now you're worried about losing him the entire time. That you're not even enjoying what you have with this person. Like, you're like, well, what if this? And then now there's
it's like having a beautiful
girl.
Car and being worried that everywhere you go,
they're
going to
ding
it.
Or they're going to have someone's going to open the door and hit it. And then all of a sudden it's not going to be yours. Or they're going to take it. Yes, exactly. Stealing it. Like, you know, you just have to live your life and just not be playing those games. And I think nowadays, everything is easy, but everything's hard too.
It's very hard.
It's like easy to get to talk to someone.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah,
like they say.
Very easy. Like, you can talk to someone. Like, in our, when we were growing up, our grandparents, my parents, even for us, because we got married pretty young.
Yeah.
There was no way to actually speak to other people unless you ran into them at the store
or
if you had their
house.
Phone number or whatever.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you can connect with everybody from high school, you know, like, you know, and catch up with everybody. However, yes, you can catch up, and yes, you can have an affair, and yes, you can go meet at a hotel, whatever. But just as easy as you could do that, just that easy, you can get caught too.
Yes.
It's like this and like
that. It is just all connected.
Quick. It's,
you know,
crazy.
At the end of the day, you know, trust, you got to have your faith and you got to trust in God. And if
absolutely.
It's meant for you to know, you will be shown it. If you are ready to receive that information, you will be shown it. If you go to season 1, episode 1 and 2, we're going to talk to you all about this amazing prayer.
Yes.
That is a double-edged sword, but it will show
It'll show you the truth
about your husband.
But here's the thing with that too, though, by the way, and this is a little like, it's tricky. If you pray for God to show you, he will show you. But sometimes God knows you're not ready.
That you're not ready.
And sometimes God knows that you're not ready to leave. And even though, you know, you can put your Nikes on and say, I'm going to take off and start running.
Nikes.
Yeah, tie up them Nikes and run. Even though you know that's what you think you'll do, you know that you're emotionally, psychologically, maybe financially, you're not ready for it. Sometimes God won't show you. And I'm not saying that your husband's cheating on you if he doesn't show you. But I'm just saying, enjoy the moment.
Yes.
Don't be so hard on trying to find things. And if he's doing something in your relationship to bring that out of you, what is that he's doing to you? Why is he making you want to bait your mate?
It's only as powerful as you make it. So other people's energies don't have power over you. At the end of the day, you can decide to be happy. You can say, today, I'm in a good mood. I'm going to bake the cookies.
Care.
I'm going to serve the plate. Whatever your flow is, at the end of the day, you have to choose your joy every single day, because you never know when out of the blue, and you could be the happiest wife with the happiest husband, out of the blue,
and
some BS comes out.
And have all the perfect things.
And out of the blue.
But you know what? I will tell you something really quick before we end the show. Like, old school mentality was like this. Old school mentality. I think new mentality is like, oh, if he even thinks about it, I will leave him and I will blah, 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 blah. And everybody already has a game plan on how they're going to leave him, right? But old school mentality was, if back in the day someone received a call and said, hey, I've been with your husband, blah, 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 whatever, they start saying all the things, and maybe a couple of the stories do align, and maybe he is having an affair. Some of the women would be like, I can't believe you're so low class and so cheap to be calling me about my husband, and whatever he does when he leaves this house is up to him. But when he comes into this house, he's my husband.
Yeah.
So you know what? How about you just, we end this conversation? And a lot of the women, by the way, would put up with it, and they'd be like, that's my husband and I'm not going to give him up. And nowadays,
they're not giving up the house.
They're not giving up their stature.
They're not giving up none of that.
They're just going to stay and they're going to stick it out.
My grandmother, we even said one time, she said, if things don't work out, you don't move out. Because as women, they're like, I'm going to pack my bags and leave. She's like, whatever you do,
you
not
stay
move
in
out.
The
you stay in your home. And I was like, oh, I never even, because she said in her days, the women would not even leave the husbands because, God forbid, the side chick would think she was going to move in.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And take over.
Oh,
and my grandma was like, I don't think so.
I've even heard, and I'll even share a really quick story too. It's like the woman that knows that this woman's having an affair with her husband and she's married. And then I've heard where she's not going to call the husband because then the husband's going to leave her. And then now these two have the ability to just up and go and be happy dappy.
Whoa.
And so guess what? They would be very strategic on thinking about, why would I ruin what she's got? Then she's going to ruin what I got, and I'm going to keep what I got.
That's that TikTok where the lady walks in, and you can tell she has money.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then
like,
it's all when you
all
catch
sudden,
you catch your billionaire husband in bed with the neighbor, yes. And she's like, oh, she puts her glasses on.
See.
And she's like, I can't see. And she walks
I'm
back
going
out
back
the door.
To her best friend.
Yeah, she walks
We're
out the door.
We're going to buy a handbag out there. We're not doing this anymore. Yeah, it's real. It's
Ignorance
real.
Sometimes is bliss.
Sometimes it's blissful-ish if that's what you want.
If that's
but,
what you want.
But if you're going to set your man up, man, he is going to fail.
No.
Don't do it. I mean, unless you want to leave him, and I am telling you, it's just my.
And
yeah.
if you're one of the Fat 15 men and you disagree, we know we're gonna hear from you in the comments.
Yeah,
let
you
it
can.
Rip. Let it rip.
Let it ride.
All right, guys. See you next week, and remember that
you
deserve
fresh
lettuce.
Cheers.